Good evening. This is KC2YXM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, which is 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and is not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations out there who might be portable, on battery power, or that are mobile. Please call now. I'm now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations who would like to check in and join us this evening who are on Echo Link? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta, New York. And Kathy, so far I'm the only one in the queue, and I can keep you abreast of that as I watch my screen for you.
Okay, Kevin, you're the one and only in the queue. So how have you been enjoying this beautiful weather this week?
All right, good evening, Kathy, and hello to everyone up north. KD2FPM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta. We had some mixed precip today, so it was kind of interesting to see the change from the warm temps back down to the cooler stuff. And been working on my forecast here for the weekend for the radio station, and Sunday night looks a little dicey depending on what direction this developing storm takes. Kind of favoring the track that goes a little more out to the Atlantic seaboard. That way it doesn't really give us anything, but there is that chance it could slide in a little bit, bring some heavier snow to the southern Hudson Valley, basically to the capital region, and we could see maybe 1 to 2 inches, if at anything at all. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Interesting note, if Pete's listening, KC2WI, I think he'll get a kick out of me. Last night I finally figured out how to use iTunes, got myself all organized because I'm doing a radio show a month from yesterday, so it'll actually be Sunday night, the 17th of April, basically at my old college station. They're doing alumni weekend, so I was assembling mass quantities of music to do a three-hour program. And I figured out, finally, with the help of my neighbor, who's now the engineer for the radio station at the college, and no, I'm going to really, really sound silly when I say this, and those that are listening on scanners, please don't fall out of your chairs, but I have never burned a compact disc before in my life. So basically, I've taken iTunes and learned how to burn CDs, and I kind of went wild with it. Next thing you know, I was wondering what this funny color was outside my window this morning. And I realized I spent the entire night burning CDs, and it was sunrise. And I was like, oh, that's not good. So with a bad back, trying to stay focused, I got everything in order and done. So, and I still don't see anyone else in here in the EchoLink queue, so I'll hand it back to you, 73KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for joining us this evening. If you said you had put it on 8-track, then I would have fallen out of my chair, but... But people really aren't using CDs much anymore, so have some catching up to do. Okay, this is KC2YXM for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, copy.
KD2AIT, good evening.
WA2U.
All right, net control recognizes George, Jeff, and John. Anyone else who'd like to join us? Okay, George, you're up to bat first, and hopefully you recover from St. Patrick's Day.
Well, good evening, Kathy, you never know from that. Like I said, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't use any drugs, prescription or otherwise, and St. Patrick's Day was really no different. I was listening to one of my old recordings of the Pittsburgh Symphony, but with the lower brass section on John Sibelius' Corellia Suite. Oh, man, I love the way that lower brass comes. It's fantastic. One of my favorite recordings, and I know you and John heard exactly the opposite when I listened. Of course, I listened to lots of church music and that, too. And I don't think Kevin James, he was putting on some iTunes. I don't think he put any of that stuff like Lawrence Welk or 101 Strings or Guy Lombardo or Wayne King on. If he did, he'd probably get Todd and Pheasant. But I'm George. This is what I like, and I'm not pretentious about it. I tell it like it is, and if anyone comes along and tries to give me a bunch of crap, I give them an old statement. This might be a little chuckle for tonight. If you don't like my apples, don't shake my tree. We've got 28 degrees temperature range today, 28 to 39, and we did have a little bit of light snow this morning that didn't stick. It was 33 this morning. It was 28 now. It's just dropped that in the last few hours. I got the new stove, new heating system up and running now instead of just the gas heater. It'd be too cold to get by with just that. And that's pretty much about it. So with that, we'll say God bless, 73. The other thing, nothing so far, and like you said, ignore until. That's right, N2PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, I'll tell you, I'm a big fan of Sibelius. I believe he wrote the Symphony Finlandia, which is incredibly beautiful. And in my opinion, the best musician ever born and will ever be born is Johann Sebastian Bach. And the Brandenburg Concerto is my absolute favorite, so I thought I threw a few names your way, but good to hear you doing well. All right, next up is Jeff, and I bet you're camping.
Roger that. This is KD2AIT. Yep, up here at camp, and been working on this 24-volt system. It's been a bear. When I get one thing working, the other thing doesn't want to work, so... Anyway, I got the step down to work, and obviously it's working well, apparently, because I'm able to communicate with you guys. So my 12-volt stuff is working good. Unfortunately, the 24-volt inverter, as soon as I plugged it in and flipped the switch, nothing happened. And I can't figure out why. I checked the voltage, everything's right, and it doesn't want to go. So I even checked the internal fuse, it wasn't blown. I tried even replacing it, nothing happened. So I wired up the 12-volt inverter to my step-down just so I could have a little bit of power to run a couple of the little AC things that I do have to run at camp, and that's working fine so far. Not the most efficient system here. I got 24 volts here with the battery, and I'm stepping everything down to 12 volts. But next week, I'm returning the inverter, so hopefully next week I'll get the new one and we can try again. As for St. Patrick's Day, I can't even imagine having one without alcohol, but that's just me. I guess it wouldn't seem like any other day, you know, if he didn't. Anyway, so we're just hanging out here at camp. We're having a good time. We had a little campfire out here earlier tonight, and boy, the stars are bright. Yes, sky is clear. It's one heck of a night out there right now, and enjoying it. And going to get up early tomorrow. My plan is, to, weather permitting, is to go take a hike up to the Little Woodhull. We'll see how that works out. We did a lot of projects today. I'm a little foot sore already because I've been running around the camp the entire day. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. If I wake up and everything feels good, I'll go up for that hike. It's about, it'll be about 3 miles through the woods with no trail, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, KD2AIT, back to net control.
Well, I hope you got good shoes to be tramping through the woods and all the wet and everything, and so being so clear, it's probably going to be a cold night, so I hope you got your mummy bag all set. Well, thanks, Jeff, for joining us. Next up is WA2U.
WA2U, I'll say good evening to everyone on the net here and those out there listening. Kind of an, I was chuckling about the shoes. We've done a lot of hiking and walking around, and boy, if you get the wrong shoes, I'm waiting for a new pair to arrive and have to see how they work out. In fact, I walked into camp yesterday and I thought, well, it's not bad out, but I had thrown my slip-ons on, so I had to kind of tiptoe around the puddle. So I went into camp and came back out. And I had a meeting with Jameson's last Saturday night. We sat around and listened to lots of tunage and had a good time. So this week I'll probably be back to the Scotch. And George, you'll get a kick out of this. My first concert. Now Kathy and I, we're diverse as far as music goes. The only thing is, someone said, well, you can get this much money if you can tell me a top 40 song. I wouldn't be able to do that. But my first concert that I went to in Utica was Fred Waring. So there's something, the Fred Waring Show. And there's been a lot of concerts since then. So, yeah, we burn a lot of CDs, and good for you, Kevin James. You have a blast with that. I think 24X is about the optimum. We have a duplicator, and I've done some research. It'll go up to 52X or something. Even, and we use the regular Maxell music CDs, but they say it's good to go. I think we actually got our set at 16 minutes. We're not out there trying to manufacture anything, so 16X seems to work well for us. So good luck with that, and I guess 700 megabytes on a CD. Well, I had an interesting experience just yesterday. They said, don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a box by its cover. So I went into camp, and I had a couple extra 9mm magazines. Of course, in New York State, you only have 10 of the capacity. So I went in camp, and I was ready to reload these and get them all set up for target practice. And the bolts were falling out, and I thought, what in the world is going on? I had this happen once before. Well, come to find out, came out today, the box says 9, but on the bottom, on the magazine, who would ever thought, you know, you just thought if you order something, you get what you get, what's on the outside. It says 0.40SW. So I got it straightened out with Beretta, but these companies, you pay for something. Now I get to ship them back, and they get to send a return label, and all this, it'll take 2 or 3 weeks, because I've gone through this before. So I guess that's one old saying, don't judge a book by its cover, don't judge the box by its label. So they're going to get that, I guess, straightened out. Someone's going to have to go through the their supply. And I also ordered a meter today for the on-the-way generator. It's always got to have a gizmo or gadget. I heard you on earlier, Jeff. Honda does make a, of course you can get these, they're kind of neat. It records the duty cycle, how many hours you have on the generator, and it can be adapted to any. It just winds a wire around the spark plug. And it also has a built-in tachometer. Where I thought about doing this is our wood splitter has a something like that, and they can be purchased, but they're kind of handy if you're just starting out with a generator. You don't have to sit there and figure out, let's see, do I have 100 hours of usage on it. So So there you go. A temperature, I guess Kathy says about 25, so we'll turn it back to net. Hope everyone has a great weekend, and yeah, we celebrated last night too. We had some company over. It's been a while. Get ready for the fire ring, though. WATU, back to net.
Yep, that's true. I'm really looking forward to planting my garden. I got some nice tomato, little tiny tomato plants coming up and all kinds of different things. So I'm just getting so psyched. But I love the change of seasons anyway. So, all right, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins.
Okay.
KC2NBU.
KD2BSF.
Excellent. We have two more stations. We have Ray and Matt. Well, good evening, Ray. And how have you been enjoying this past week?
Mud, mud, and more mud. I wish it would either freeze or I wish the sun would come out and it'd stay warm. This rain is turning everything to mud. Makes it kind of difficult to work outside. But we got 30 degrees up on the hill here, and I just have to, I know, I'm sure Jeff knows this, but I'm going to tell him anyway because I'd feel better if I did. He has to beware of not exceeding the amperage of his step down, because most power inverters have the capability of taking a lot of amperage. And for example, if the inverter can draw 100 amps and his step down's only good for 30, he can easily cook that. But I'm sure he knows that. But I had to mention it just in case he didn't look. Over.
Jeff, do you have a comment on Ray's suggestion?
Roger that, and I thought about that right before I hooked it up. I have the inverter set for 20 amps, so I put a 15 amp fuse on it, so just to make sure.
Oh, good. Well, us ham radio operators look out for each other. That's very good. Never too much information. So, anything else for us this evening, Ray?
No. It must be an awfully tiny inverter if it runs on a 15-amp fuse.
Roger, it maxes out of, I think, 760 watts, and I rarely ever bring it over 100 watts, so I'm not really that worried about it, but I really wanted that 24-volt. Inverter set up tonight. I have a 1500 watt pure sine one, and for whatever reason it wasn't working. So anyway, 82 AIT back to that.
Okay, Ray, anything else for us?
Nope, I've been working on the furnace again. I think I finally figured out where my dilemma was. I had a fuel valve that was getting partially plugged, and so my flame kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and it kept starting harder and harder. So I think I finally got that cleaned out and got it working. So on in the morning.
Well, good. Well, I hope it doesn't get too cold tonight, or you have a lot of quilts, and I hope it works for you. Good. Yay. It's great to solve solutions like that. All right. Up next, we have Matt. Matt, how have you been?
KD2BSF. I've been pretty good. I'm excited to get my new base station going. I did some testing with Echolink earlier in the week, but I wanted to hear from someone that's actually up there. How am I coming through?
I didn't copy the last part of that, Matt. What was I just missed that.
I'm talking on my new phase station. and I got, did some testing earlier this week with echoing, and I could hear myself through the repeater up there, but I wanted to hear from someone who is actually up in the Boonville area, how my audio is coming through the repeater.
Well, Matt, I can understand what you're saying. It's proportional to the amount of signal you have. But I can't understand what you're saying. So that's good. Congratulations for getting your station all set.
KD2AIT, I understand you just fine. You sound good. I mean, your audio is a little quiet. You can turn up the gain a little bit if that's possible on your rig. But I hear you just fine. I'm about 20 minutes outside of Boonville.
Thanks, Jeff. This is a 110-watt rig that I've got set up, and it really improved my footprint as what repeaters I can get into. So, with that being said, I'll probably be the regular person for I-10 for the phone for repeater if I can get in it. I was making it fine with 5 watts with the handheld before I got my base station going up, but I'm transmitting from downtown Utica right now. So if I'm getting into the Boonville repeater, I'm up to this pumping rate. With that, I don't have anything else, and now I'll turn it back over to the next control. This is KD2DXO.
I didn't know you were in Utica, Matt, so that's great. Well, congratulations again, and hopefully we'll be hearing you more often on this net. Good. Okay, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time.
Comment.
WAT also with a comment.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I just want to let John know that my wife, a little while back, she got the NRA courses. We had one set up because she wanted to take it. She wants to get her pistol permit, so she had the safety course set up at the Elks, which had an amazing turnout. In fact, it was the biggest turnout they've ever had for one. It was something like 70 people or something signed up for it in advance. So anyway, so with such a good turnout that they're going to have a Utah permit class there, and I can't remember the date, but I know you're interested in it, you know, interested in your handgun there. So the Utah permit class will be coming up soon. If you want, I can send you information. She's going to be giving me the link here soon where everybody can go up and sign up online, and then you just show up to the course, and you know, you send it photo, and you get the Utah permit, which gives you reciprocal rights to 30 other states as far as your carrying. And anyway, I just thought I'd mention that, and if anybody else is interested, you can get a hold of me at KD2AIT.com. Anyway, this is KD2AIT, back to net control.
Well, I just have to put in my 2 cents, Jeff. Kudos to your wife for getting her pistol permit. So, WATU, go ahead.
Okay, WATU. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, I'm all set for now. I just got to write a letter here, and I know down in Herkimer, where Tamika's co-work down there, it's gotten so bad. They've actually, well, not bad, good. It depends if you're doing the work. Got to a point where they actually had to hire other people and train them. They just, it was like down there was like a waiting room. They had a cutoff for the amount of people they could come in before lunch. It was, a couple times I went down and I had to get there like at 8 o'clock in the morning, people standing outside. So it's good in that respect. I just wish I had stocks in some of the companies. Boy, that's 400 or 500%. I was going to mention also, and thanks, Jeff, for that. Matt, I would say you're about 70% quieting. That's just a guesstimation. I would say you're about 70% quieting. So, and the signal you have is consistent. There's no snap, crackle, pop, or buzz. There is some white noise coming in. But You know what, 70% is certainly usable. Okay, it's something else I was going to say, but I'll turn it back to Ned. Speaking of the gun, it triggered a April 16th and 17th is the Spring Gun Show at the State Fairgrounds in Syracuse. 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. And it's always been packed, and one can only imagine what it's going to be like now. WATU, back to that.
Okay. Just checking for any other further check-ins on our net this evening.
Come on.
Go ahead, George.
Okay, yes, John, I fully agree with you about 70% quieting, a little white noise, but certainly very usable. Yeah, I'd say exactly the same thing. And yes, I'm very familiar with Fred Waring in the Pennsylvania, so with Buck and his different cotters and fugues for the organ. And also, in a more popular vein, one of my old favorites is from 1935, The Night is Young, which starred Evelyn Lane, Raymond Navarro, Charles Butterworth, and Rosalind Russell. The Night is Young, a song from When I Grow Too Old to Dream. In secular music, that's my theme song. With that, I'll say God bless the 73s and 2 PFM Clip.
Okay, George. Well, I'll tell you, I enjoy that movie, so I just love old movies, so very good. Okay, before I close the net this evening, I'll give a Friday evening chuckle, so here we go. If the black box that's on an airplane survives a plane crash, why isn't the airplane made out of the stuff? This is KC2YXN. I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I would like to thank Kevin, George, Jeff, John, a lot of J's there, Ray and Matt for joining us, and all you scanner listeners out there, I know you're out there. Everyone have a great weekend. Enjoy whatever it is you do. And stay warm. Hope the sun comes out a little bit. This is KC2YXN, clear.
KC2YXN, KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, this is KC2YXN.
I got one for you before you go.
Go right ahead.
So, you know, if you've ever vacuumed the floor for a while, every once in a while you got to clean the vacuum cleaner, right?
Sure.
You know what that makes you?
I wish I had more time to think about it, but go ahead.
That makes you a vacuum cleaner.
Or a vacuum cleaner cleaner. That was a good one.
I thought I'd share that. KD2AIT.
KC2YXN clear. You would join us. How you been?
Well, you had somebody else in there with you. Oh, not too bad. Been busy, but not bad. Did have a problem with my colds again, and ended up having to switch medications because the other medication quit working. So then I had a reaction from the new one, but that was an expected reaction, so that wasn't bad. And got the flu right afterwards. And I got a flu shot, too. But I happened to get the strain that wasn't covered by it. Which, I figured after all these years, about that, I think I was going to get hit at least once with it. So. Now I'm feeling good and doing all right. And now the president of the association over here where I was secretary. So that does keep me busy. And didn't realize it was that much work to do as president. But I guess I was just running meetings and sitting on my can and making like a big boss and all that stuff. But nope, I got work to do too. So how are you and John doing? And everybody else, by the way. And to keep you up.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing good. We've been thinking about you. Oh, we're great. I got plants started. Little seeds that I saved from last year. And that's pretty much what's going on with me. John's doing good. He got himself a new handgun. He's enjoying that. So, back to you, Rich. KC2YXN.
Well, I ended up getting myself two new guns, one handgun, one rifle. But they're not quite as powerful as the one that John probably has. Both of mine shoot pellets. It's a lot cheaper to play games. No, I'm not going to say it's a toy because it's not, but it's a lot cheaper to keep up your practice with instead of going out and buying ammunition all the time. But that John, if you want to stock up on ammunition, your guy told me to tell everybody, pay cash for it. And they can't say how much you got. I'm also working on a pistol permit myself. So I do want to get one for protection here and maybe get another 5 or 10 just in case. But like I said, you know, I've got a couple of BB guns, a couple of pellet guns, and get over to a friend of mine's farm. We enjoy shooting and make contests, you know, improve our shooting skills. And one of the contests I got is we put a can up in the air and keep it up there, you know, like we used to do in the old westerns. It can be done. We found that out. It really can be done. I've tried it with 4 shots so far. Friend of mine's youngest daughter, she hates guns and she hits it with 10 shots, and that ain't fair. Father's to it. She got perfect aim and nobody else can hit a bowl of butt with snow shovel, you know?
Well, Rich, as long as you have fun, you know, that's good. I used to, well, I can't see that well anymore, but I used to be a pretty good shot with a gun myself. I enjoyed it, and I've been thinking about maybe getting into archery a little bit. But you mentioned there was another station who might want to join us, and I'm going to pause to see if that station is still around. No? Well, Rich, we have 2 kitties here that are just, you probably heard them meowing. It's time for their supper. So I have to, before they take over the net. So, but it's great to hear from you, Rich, and I'm glad, and I hope to hear you on the net again. So, this is KC2YXN, clear.
Now that I got my screen fixed, I ought to be able to hear what's going on now. Anyway, it's 7388. Have a great day, and a great evening, and a great weekend, and a great Easter, but I don't talk to you between now and then. That's your tip, yeah.
Hi, this is KD2FM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. I'm going to check out some more Gold Rush tonight. And for those of you that are monitoring, I just received news that Grandpa John Schnabel has passed away at the age of 96. So that's a sad loss to the Gold Rush TV show and to the family. So with that, I say 7-3, KD2FM is clear.
This is KD2DSF for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Listen for stations for about a second tonight, with or without traffic. Stations come out, please. This is Roxanne. Good evening, Chuck. This is Zach. I'm looking for any further stations.
Good evening, Chuck.
is Zach 10, looking for any stations, so I could check in. KD2DXO.
Sirs. KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
Good evening, Jeff, a long time no talk. Looking for any further stations. KD2DXF, Rock 10.
And 2KPN.
I believe that was N2KKL.
November 2, Kilo Papa Romeo.
Okay, got you that then. Any further stations? This is Oxford making a final call on the phone for a theater. Any further stations, come up please. Gentlemen, thank you for the sections. Thank you for the use of the repeater. You have yourself a good night. This is KD2DXF, sir.